The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danka, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Hwang. The big issue this morning is the countdown to that December 15 tariff implementation deadline.
That's right. Just 5 days to go, isn't there? And this will be for the US to levy a 15% tariff on about $160 billion worth of Chinese goods. And that, of course, will include smartphones, laptops, electronics, clothes, toys. The list goes on and on.
Talk about a gut punch to that sector. Ryan, who's got the most at stake here?
Yeah, the tech sector is really one to watch because you have laptops, electronics. So these will likely affect companies like Microsoft, Dell, and everyone else, like Apple. That's a big one. So semiconductor chips could be under pressure this week. And this is something to be looking out for, especially with the news from China that it is clamping down on foreign hardware and software, phasing it out within 3 years. So that could be big implications for business in China. So something to look out for. Let's get some help from Oriano Litza. He is the sales trader at CMC Markets. Morning, Oriano. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm well. Thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing good as well. Oriano, just help us make sense of what's happening in terms of market sentiment right now. The past few days, pretty good. Overnight, we've seen Wall Street snap a three-day winning streak and opening numbers across Asia not looking too good. What's your take on market sentiment right now, Oriano?
I think that stems from a sort of global uncertainty and global outlook. We've seen maybe a maximum 2 to 3 days of consecutive gains, and then there always is a minor sort of sell-off or slight correction. I think, look, leading into these major risk on events coming up this week with FOMC as well as the UK elections, I think people will be standing on the sidelines and will be a little bit tentative to, I guess, put money on the line until these events transpire or their existing positions obviously go for or against them.
Yeah, so Oriana, one of the big things to watch out for is this Sunday. That's when the US-China tariff deadline kicks in. What's your take on how things are transpiring, looking at how we seem to have a bit of tit-for-tat going on with China now clamping down on tech? Are markets pricing in a trade deal happening right now?
I think it's been broken down even to a more sort of granular level as well, where they're talking about phase one, phase two, phase three. But I do agree with your statement in terms of the retaliatory nature of the ongoing trade and obviously this latest move by China. I think in respect of what we've seen, what the only sort of consistent element we have seen to these particular negotiations is that whatever the, retaliation from the country where the initial tariffs have been imposed has really sort of, directed the impact to the market. So the market seems to be still fairly resilient. We obviously saw things like non-farm payrolls and things which still continue to remain and maintain that optimism going forward. So until we get a real concrete deal, this uncertainty, it doesn't look like it's being affected. The market looks fairly desensitized.
We're chatting with Oriano Litza. He's the sales trader at CMC Markets. Oriano, talking about the US numbers and the FOMC coming up. So we have the latest numbers from non-farm payrolls coming in better than expected, 266,000. That's way above the estimates of 195,000. With this in mind, Oriano, what's your take on where interest rates are going in 2020 and what are you looking out for in the Thursday FOMC rate decision?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of questions there, Ryan. I think if we break down the first one, if we look at what will be most integral coming out of this meeting will be the plot chart. It's something that is sort of delivered every couple of meetings that go ahead. Look, it is the Fed is still remaining or sticking with its sort of data-dependent or data-driven decision-making process, and all that particular data regarding unemployment, inflation, and the targets of that 2% level all seem to be aligned at the moment. So the Fed has done well, obviously. Obviously overly aggressive cutting rates, but I do think they have got all their ducks in a row at the moment going into the new year. What they will also be watching is something you touched on there will be these impending tariffs coming in, and then obviously the most latest round where we've got this sort of move by China to limit the exposure that American tech has in the state.
That's right, China is moving against foreign tech, reportedly removing them within 3 years of foreign hardware and software. So something to look out for. Turning our attention to the UK, Oriano. So the British pound has been pushing towards near six-month highs in recent days. So we are looking right now at 1.314 versus the greenback versus Singapore dollar is at 1.787. What's your take on where the pound is going with the current indications of the polls?
Absolutely. Obviously, this is one of the major sort of, junctures in the whole negotiation process in regards to the UK. And sterling's been really the only, not a bright light, but in terms of volatility from the markets, the only real mover, given everything that was the Brexit backdrop. Mm. I do think, obviously, the markets have been pricing this in up to this point. We've seen a steady rise all the way down from around 120 earlier this year in October, and that's continued up to this sort of 131, 132 level. I don't see much more upside should the predicted result occur, which would be a sort of majority win for Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party. I think what needs to be factored in, or where the trade might be, is to the downside. Should Jeremy Cameron even get some sort of hung parliament in place, or be able to actually, you know, on the complete other side, take the majority there? I think if we're looking at particular levels, should that occur, we're looking at a downside as far down as 123, 124.
Mm. Orion, just to wrap things up, I'm looking at tech being in focus this week with what's happening in China, phasing out foreign and software, hardware and software reportedly, and also the tariff deadline clicked in on Sunday will affect a lot of tech names because it will hit smartphones, laptops and electronics. If you look at sectors to look out for opportunities, what are you looking out for potentially that could be something interesting?
Off the back of these sort of movements, that tech sector could take a bit of a beating. Another interesting sector is the transport sector at the moment, although it hasn't moved recently. It is generally a key sort of indicator for the wider sort of market. It has been resilient over years where it's adopted the technology. And I think there could be some potential plays within that sector. You're looking at your sort of DHLs, those sorts of brands, because I think they will adopt this growing technology and really implement them into their products.
All right, Horiano Litza, sales trader at CMC Marcus on the phone with us. Orano, thank you so much for your time and always great chatting with you.
Thanks so much, Ron. Cheers.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.